Hello everyone, my name is Lourdes Ramirez from Yoga Life Expansion, and I'm going to make this episode of this podcast about the sacred space. So now we are living a situation which is historic. It's a very tough situation, this pandemic, and we are facing as individuals a lot of challenges, both individually and collectively as well. So the idea for this podcast is to share a tool for you to be able to create a space that is for you only, where you can release your emotions, you can renew yourself, you can allow yourself to feel whatever it is what you're feeling right now. So right now we feel we're facing the challenge of not being able to go out. Okay, in the past, this is something that is affecting us in many ways and in many levels. Some of us have to stay alone at home without seeing loved ones. Some of us are having to share the space with loved ones, but that brings their own challenges as well. So we're all facing our own challenge. And the most important thing is that we keep acknowledging how we feel. We keep acknowledging our emotions, our feelings, in a way that we can release them. Okay? So what to do that? Well, of course, how to do that? There are many ways of doing that, but the invitation of this podcast is to create what we call first a sacred space. That space is going to allow you to be yourself, okay? So I'm going to explain you what that is. So a sacred space is a space where you can, you know, you can create for yourself. It can be personalized, okay? It can have elements. I'm going to tell you what my space looks like, but it can have elements, symbolic elements that are very important for you, okay? They can be objects. They can be paintings that can mean. The most important thing is that those objects mean something to you. It should be a ventilated space with light, so it's not like a corner, a dark corner in your house. No, it's a space that you are going to make comfortable. And it's going to be for you to sit down, I don't know, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes every day or every other day, as much as you need it. And in the yoga world, this sacred space is, we can use it to meditate, or also we can use it to do a yoga practice, for example, okay? I have had a sacred space for years now, even though I have moved houses or countries. I always create a sacred space, and I'm going to tell you what that sacred space looks like. So basically, it has a meditation stool that I was given. Not everyone has a meditation stool, which is fine. You can have a chair, you can have the floor, it's fine. You can have a blanket, a cushion. So in my space, there is a meditation stool, there is a blanket, there is a candle, okay? There is some incense that I normally burn. And there are a couple of images. One image is from Ganesh, okay, removal of obstacles, which right now is very helpful for me, okay, trying to find always solutions, invites me to, or inspires me to find solutions as opposed to only finding obstacles, okay. And I also have a painting, a drawing that I made myself of a tree. I feel grounded through trees. I draw and paint a lot of trees. So I have one that I have been painting for the last 5 years, and it's in my sacred space. It just basically symbolizes the journey that I've had in the last few years regarding my spiritual development. So the most important thing is, I'm sharing what I have in my sacred space, but the most important thing is that this can serve you as an example for you to create one. The most important thing of a sacred space is that you feel safe, that you feel okay, that it's yours, that it has your energy. Okay, especially if you're sharing the house with other people, that sacred space has to be for you. Okay, so use it to express yourself in a way. For example, and that sacred space can evolve. Like I will share with you that I wanted to bring the energy of love to my life a few months ago. So I did that through bringing a lot of hearts. So every time I was finding a heart, okay, a heart or a shape of a heart, any kind of art that had a heart shape, I would buy it. Okay, and some are made, the hearts that I have on that space are 5, and they are made of different materials. The most important thing is I wanted to bring the energy of love to my life. So I brought the energy of love through hearts. That's what the heart symbolized love for me. So I'm sharing this with you because as you move, as you evolve, that sacred space can evolve with you. And if you want to attract certain kind of energy, certain type of energy, then you can manifest it in the way that you want to manifest it. Okay, bottom line on this point is, or on this time, is that I'm inviting you to create a sacred space for you. Right now is a good time to start acknowledging how we feel. It's healthy. It's the right thing to do. because this is not going to go fast, okay? This is going to stay here. So the more we learn to deal with it, the better for us. So go and find a space in your house and make it yours. Later, in other podcasts, we're going to discuss what to do with it. Right now, you can just sit and try to meditate. Make it, you know, invest all this energy and a little bit of time to make it yourself. Put symbolic elements. Put whatever you think you need right now. Maybe you need to bring your to your energy, or maybe you need to bring some relaxation. So you can put something that symbolizes relaxation to you. Maybe you need to be grounded. And some of you already know what grounded is, how you symbolize to be grounded. So the idea is to create that space for you, whatever it is you need right now. And if that need changes, please, just adjust. Find that space, and then we'll discuss later on what we're going to do in that space. Okay, so the invitation is there. Thank you so much for listening, and take care.